Have you ever become someone you didn't recognize during moments of intense anger? Someone capable of saying or doing things the real you never would? This phenomenon, rage, affects approximately 1 in 5 people. Unlike ordinary anger, rage represents a transformative experience where emotional pressure becomes so excessive that it ruptures normal containment, fundamentally altering who you are in that moment. Think of it as an emotional balloon that finally pops after expanding beyond its capacity. What makes rage distinct from intense anger are 3 critical elements. First, it overwhelms your emotional capacity completely. Second, it creates partial or complete loss of conscious awareness. Many ragers experience blackouts or fragmented memories of their episodes. Third, it generates a Jekyll and Hyde experience where you temporarily lose your normal sense of self. During these episodes, people often feel as though someone else has taken control of their body, not merely a metaphor, but a genuine dissociative event where the overwhelmed brain creates a different operating mode. Most dangerously, rage involves partial or complete loss of behavioral control. The body undergoes profound physiological changes, pounding heart, clenched fists, altered voice, shaking legs, and some people literally see red as blood vessels expand in their eyes. Reasoning becomes impossible and perception becomes severely distorted. Rage's consequences extend far beyond the moment of explosion. Legal ramifications include jail time, restraining orders, and court-mandated programs disrupting work. Physical harm causes both visible injuries and lasting emotional wounds. Relationships deteriorate as trust, once broken by violence or threats, becomes nearly impossible to rebuild. Partners walk on eggshells while friends distance themselves. Professionally, even successful careers can collapse after a single witnessed rage episode. The psychological impact may be most devastating. Children who witness rage develop anxiety, depression, and PTSD. They learn to detect subtle warning signs, carrying these hypervigilant behaviors into adulthood. The raging person often faces increasing isolation. What makes rage particularly damaging is its unpredictability. Unlike consistent cruelty, a rager may be loving between episodes. This intermittent reinforcement, never knowing if you'll meet Jekyll or Hyde, keeps family members in constant physiological arousal, flooded with stress hormones. 4 distinct threat types trigger different forms of rage, each with unique characteristics. Survival rage responds to physical threats. Impotent rage emerges from powerlessness. Shame-based rage reacts to criticism or humiliation. And abandonment rage erupts from rejection. Survival rage is our most primitive response, a fight reaction to perceived danger rooted in evolution. In trauma survivors, the brain's threat detection system becomes hyperactive, misinterpreting neutral situations as dangerous. Their amygdala remains constantly activated, while the hippocampus, which contextualizes threats, suffers damage from stress hormones. Impotent rage develops when people repeatedly fail to control important situations despite their efforts. Consider someone trapped in manipulative custody arrangements with an ex-spouse, unable to improve their situation despite exhausting legal and communication options. This rage stems not from fear, but from profound helplessness, the feeling that nothing they do matters when fundamental aspects of life seem beyond control. Shame-based rage occurs when feelings of shame instantly convert to anger, a protective mechanism where people find it easier to feel mad than ashamed. This transformation allows them to temporarily escape shame by transferring it to others through aggression. Consider the professional who erupts when a client asks about his schedule, interpreting it as criticism. His defensive response stems from deep shame about his self-worth that he'd never consciously acknowledge. What's striking is how quickly shame transforms into anger, often so rapidly the person never registers feeling ashamed at all. They would only describe feeling really pissed off. This conversion happens below consciousness. This creates a destructive cycle. The shame rager's outward message, "You are bad and I am good," masks their true belief, "I'm bad, but I can't admit it." Each rage episode temporarily relieves shame, but ultimately increases future sensitivity. Abandonment rage stems from a different source, the primal fear of being left alone. Abandonment ragers combine hatred with desperate need. "How dare you leave me? I hate you, but please come back because I need you." Recovery from rage requires understanding triggers and developing targeted strategies. While approaches vary by rage type, certain universal principles apply. Rage isn't something that simply happens to you, though it feels that way. It begins in your brain, which means you can change it. This requires abandoning denial, minimization, and helplessness about your condition. For sudden ragers, prevention starts with identifying personal rage patterns, when episodes occur, what triggers them, and warning signs that precede them. Study your experiences to develop early intervention strategies. Pay attention to near rage episodes when you maintained control, as these represent your existing strengths. Creating a safety plan involves building support systems, developing anger management skills like timeouts and thought challenging techniques, and considering medication if brain chemistry is a factor. For seething ragers, remember you always have a choice in how you respond to perceived injustice. Seething rage develops only when you repeatedly choose to nurture grievances rather than release them. For survival ragers, recovery means recalibrating the brain's threat detection system by addressing trauma. Question your danger signals. Where's your proof? Is this threat real or perceived? Search for signs of safety rather than confirming fears. Develop simple self-soothing mantras like "slow down," "I'm safe," or "check the facts" to bridge your fear response and rational thinking. Practice these during calm periods to establish neural pathways you can access when threatened. Impotent ragers need to regain control by finding effective actions or accepting unchangeable realities. Analyze problems, abandon ineffective behaviors, set realistic goals, create specific plans, implement new approaches, and review progress. Often, the most powerful step is redirecting energy from trying to change others towards self-development. Accept the limits of your control. Persistence becomes debilitating when applied to situations beyond your influence. Shame-based ragers must challenge their core shame messages directly. Transform "I am no good" to "I am good," and "I am unlovable" to "I am loved and lovable." Focus on treating everyone respectfully and look for goodness in each person, even difficult ones. Abandonment ragers need to build trust through small, intentional steps. Replace distrusting thoughts with affirming ones like "today I choose to trust" and "my world is safer than it used to be." Accept reassurance without suspicion and keep a journal of positive interactions for moments of doubt. Success stories prove rage can be overcome. One man, after losing his wife to his raging, committed to change. 2 years later, they reconciled because he learned to remain calm, listen effectively, and take timeouts when needed. His secret? "I told myself I could stop raging. I made myself stop raging. I decided that I deserved a decent life." Rage recovery begins with believing you deserve better. Rage isn't your destiny, but a pattern that can be identified and overcome. Commit to this journey to reclaim your authentic self and build deeper connections.